We help people express themselves through sound and amplifying their experiences. And what we really are aiming for and our vision is for everyone having this digital sonic identity. Because at the end of the day, what VoiceMod does is evolves human connection through sound. VTubers is becoming something big. They are using VoiceMod, they are using this kind of tools to really be the voice of their avatar. So they are really the first ones going towards our vision. We launched the single of T-Pain inside VoiceMod. So you have a T-Pain voice that thanks to T-Pain to have the original song in here.
You can sing his song.
I used to get two kind of reactions. What is this guy doing with his life, making these silly voices? Or excited, super excited. It's like, I like it or I don't like it. So once I noticed that we had something special. You don't wear the same clothes to go to the grocery store or to go to the cinema. You can do the same with the voice. But happens to be that we live now in an analog world in which your voice is your voice. VoiceMod allow people sound the way they want to sound and be heard the way they want to be heard.
Welcome to the show. Thank you so much for taking the time. Where are you based right now?
Well, thank you for having me. I'm based in Spain, in Valencia right now.
I'm guessing you're not getting many storms. You probably got picture perfect weather right now.
Yeah, I have blue sky. Yeah, more or less. I mean, Valencia is a really cool place to be. It's usually blue sky.
Growing up as a small town kid in Scotland, it was always the spot we would go to was Spain. It was like the resort.
Really?
Or we'd go there. Family holidays would always be to Spain. We went to like places like Mallorca or Tenerife, typical tourist spots growing up, but love Spain, love the culture.
Yeah, I mean, Spain is a great country to live in. I mean, what can I say? I'm Spanish, but this kind of southeast Spain part of Spain is like more related with being on the streets. We have a super Mediterranean way of living, and of course one of the things that are super cool is the food.
Yeah, absolutely incredible. One of my old teammates was a guy called Carlos Rodriguez or Ocelot. I don't know if you've ever had a chance to meet him, but he's the most Spanish. He's like just very Spanish. And I don't know if that's a fair thing to say or not, but it's just like when I think of someone who's very Spanish, I think of Carlos. And he's very, very kind of passionate and un-hot-blooded on that side of things.
Yeah, actually, it's funny because Carlos Rodriguez is a very common name, very common surname. So I actually have one Carlos Rodriguez working at VoiceMod.
Oh, you do? Well, it's not him, I promise you. He runs an organization called G2. But one of the things I'm really excited to chat with you about today is often we have content creators on the show, and a lot of our audience listening aspire to be content creators. And I think you have a unique perspective in that you've worked with many of them over the years, but you're an entrepreneur, which I think is very akin to the journey of a content creator. A content creator is effectively an entrepreneur at the end of the day, especially
exactly.
As you become more successful. And I'm guessing that the journey is very up and down over the years. When did it start for you, this entrepreneurial journey?
Well, as you said perfectly, entrepreneurship, and I'm sure at the end of the day, as you mentioned, being a content creator is also being an entrepreneur and starting from scratch and grow your own business and your own brand. And it's basically what we did over the years. And it's a roller coaster. I mean, the start for me really starts. I founded VoiceMod with two of my brothers. They were working together on one of their companies. The three of us are serial entrepreneurs, so VoiceMod is our third project together. When we started working in a different company, or so our own company too, but was related with B2B developments and technology developments and so on. So the beginning of VoiceMod really started with the first iPhone came into Europe, iPhone 3GS. 2009, and it was something super new in technology, and at the end of the day was our way to merge our passions that are technology and music. The three of us musicians, since we were kids, we were having a band together, I play guitar since I have 12 years. My brother Fernando plays guitar too and sings, and my brother Juan plays drums. So we were always related with music and live performance and this kind of things. So we decided, okay, we want to make a mobile app that runs audio in real time, because we were super into audio effects and this kind of things. And this is really the seed of VoiceMod.
I think I also just want to get a little deeper on finding a company with your brother, your family, because I think that's a little bit unique. How did you all, you obviously had iterations before that, but did music kind of bring you together initially, and then that helped spawn, you know, business opportunities further down the line because you were in this band?
Not really. I mean, I have more brothers, and music is been always a topic in my family. So we've been almost all of my brothers are musicians, and we are always having this relationship with music, special relationship with music. But I think that the reason why the three of us started together working on this project is because they had this company. I just ended my studies, and I was looking for a job, and I was studying back in the day IT, and I had this knowledge about technology. So basically I was able to help them on their work. And once we started working together, then we started thinking about the idea of making we were a B2B company, so we were always developing software for third parties, and started the idea bumping in our head. So maybe we should make our own product. Maybe we should make something that motivates us, that excites us, that really we want to put effort and heart and everything into it. And yeah, I think it was a matter of time and context.
Was there any, I would always wonder the dynamics of that, because the one time I explored that with family was my wife, actually. She's an entrepreneur as well, and we debated the idea of, you know, what would a company look like if we ever started one together. Ultimately, we didn't do it. But was there any, you know, like the different roles in the company, and like thinking who is doing this part, who's doing that part? Was that a hard thing to tease out?
I would say no. I mean, in our case, we are pretty straightforward, humble people that loves to be like a single unit, I would say. So we are always. And one of the things that makes things super easy is being three, because being three allows us not to be one versus one. Like, there's always two people in one team, one people in the other team. So discussions are much more easy to solve, I would say. And the dynamics were pretty natural. I mean, luckily, each and every one of us had different skills. We are brothers. We have a lot of things in common. One of the cool things about funding a company with your brothers is that you share culture, you share values, because basically you came from the first from the same place. So once you are in a hyper growth stage, or in a startup growth stage, and you are communicating and working around values and culture of your company. For us, was really easy, because it was basically, okay, who we are, how we take decisions, how we do things, how we think about this. On that sense, everyone that works at VoiceMod understands what are the values of the company, because they know us, and they're basically an extension of who we are. And that makes really things easy. I mean, I see more advantages of funding with brothers than disadvantages, but that's my experience. I
can just see with us, we're going through a lot of growth now as a company, and it's something that's top of mind is values. And it's when you've got, you know, we've now 15 people on the team, it's trying to wrangle everyone's thoughts and not just my thoughts on that side. When I think, you know, you've got a really strong foundation with three brothers. I want to bring it back to the iPhone coming out and you deciding to work on something that you were all passionate about and that kind of lit you up. You had this idea of software, but how did it manifest? Like, How did you find the wedge that now has become VoiceMod?
Well, as I mentioned, we want to mix music and technology, so we knew that we want to do something related with music. Back in the day, Macs were always the devices, Apple's devices were always the devices to work with audio. Now you can work with audio in a PC or on a Mac, doesn't matter. But back in the day, that was like the pro ones. They're making stuff on Apple devices. And we knew somehow that this new Apple device, this phone, will be able to make these capabilities around. The main thing for us was we want to create a different experience. So the first idea around VoiceMod for iOS was we want to create what we called back in the day the VoiceMod experience. That is, you hear yourself in real time with a different voice and you completely became that character. And even on the first version of the app, you had this touch screen you were able to change your tone and your voice while you were touching the screen. So what was this experimental kind of cool experience? And our objective back in the day was try to push the limits of what we can do with audio. And the inspiration was around one app that was on the App Store, early days of the App Store. I'm talking end of 2009, beginning of 2010. One app that was called Voices, that was basically 6 presets. You record a piece of audio and you were able to hear that sound play on loop with these different filters, right? And you with that audio, you can upload it to WhatsApp or YouTube or Facebook or these kind of things. And we just were playing with the app, and I remember being with my brother saying, we can make this real time. I mean, these guys are recording the audio and then applying this offline, and then you hear it offline. I think we can make it work real time. And that was really the beginning of...
But what's the use case? Was it just, this is something we can do? This is cool?
Back in the day, it was pure entertainment, yes. I want to be able to send voice messages with these cool voices. That was the beginning of the value proposition.
So you had the idea, but then there's the part that comes next, which is like building the idea.
Absolutely.
How did that go?
Up to that time, we were building digital products because that was our living. But this was a special one because we never did a mobile app before. So it was really our first mobile project. So we hired a couple of great developers. So we started, my brother Juan started to make these wireframes and mockups. And I remember, especially summer 2010, this was really the summer when we built the first product. And I remember this summer, I have a very special memory of this summer because I exactly remember the first day that I saw someone that has no idea what are you building, like, hey, let's try this. So like we were playing with the phone and just invited some friends in. So, okay, let's make this early test with some friends, some family. So giving them, I have even back in the day, I studied audio visuals. I put a camera hidden and I have the video still today.
So
I have
so
the
good.
Video of first time, totally a person with totally no idea in his brain, what is this about using VoiceMod? And I remember when I saw that, I understood that we had something special. Just by looking at his face, it was completely blown my mind, and it took us so long. I mean, I'm talking 2010. The app was released on December 2010, the first version of the app, we are talking here June 2021, so it's been a while.
it's been a long ride. So you got that first impression, you guys like, something's here, like we've got something, because you're a serial entrepreneur, you've got a sense of when you've got lightning in a bottle, in a sense, you know there's something there that's worth scratching a little bit more and seeing if there's something here. So you had some conviction, but it's one thing to have conviction, there's something here. It's another to build this out and actually build a business. Like, you've got bills to pay, you've got, you know, mouths to feed. How do you say that this is the thing we're going to go all in on, or was it like a side thing for a while and then it became, like, how long was that period from we've got this out the door to...
Yeah, exactly. You just said it. I mean, we started with this as after work weekend vacation thing. So that was the reason why we wanted to merge some things that we were super into and super interested in, because basically once we started VoiceMode, we understood, okay, for the next couple of years, we will be investing all our free time on this. So we have to be in love with this. And once we built the first version of the product, what we did is put it on the App Store, keep on with our company, with our B2B developments, that, by the way, because we made VoiceMode, we started to be one of the first app developers in Spain. So we have a lot of work on app development. So was this 11th, 12th, and 13th, these 3 years of the App Store was evolving a lot on those years. So suddenly, when we launched VoiceMode, every app was paid up. Suddenly it started to appear light models, then the freemium models, then in-app purchases, then push notifications. Then, I mean, the App Store was evolving super fast. So on these years, VoiceMode was a side project that we made an update every 3 or 4 months. But we were focused on the other project.
So obviously really exciting. You're at the forefront of the App Store, which is what a right to be on, and one of the number one developers in Spain. So you've got everyone knocking on your door. That was probably exciting, but you had this love, which was VoiceMode on the side. That, did you ever feel, because I think a lot of content creators could relate to this, is I want to go full time, but I can't because it's just not making enough. It's not big enough just yet. Was there ever this tension between you and your brothers of like, what if we just went all in on VoiceMode?
Absolutely. I mean, I'm telling you the story and I cannot even remember how we make this call. I mean, I guess it was a certain point we made. I remember at the end of 2013, we made a promotion that got us a lot of downloads, like 500,000 downloads in a couple of days, like something crazy. And we had this, as you mentioned, we had this in the back of our minds, like maybe we should go full on this because this is how our heart is and we see the potential and so on and so forth. But suddenly happened this and we said, okay, we have an opportunity here. Let's do it. So end of 2013, we decided, okay, we're going full in, all in with VoiceMode. We're going to look for funding. We're going to look for investors and we are really starting to try to make this big. And that was how we founded VoiceMode as a standalone company in, it was June 2014. So soon will be 7 years.
7 years. Did that change your relationship when you all made that decision? Did it change your relationship with the product and the company?
Absolutely. Now that
it had a weight to it, right? You had expectations from investors and all these from your community.
Absolutely.
What happened for you then?
Absolutely. I mean, was super excited. I mean, was like a dream come true because we were, and the thought behind leaving the other company and dedicating full time to VoiceMode was really about, hey, this excites us. Every minute we spend on this is gold for us. And on the other side, we are dealing with budgets and we are dealing with timings and we are dealing with other things that we don't really want to deal anymore. So for us was freedom And then responsibility, like, okay, I have investors, I have KPIs, I have to have like a, I need to grow month over month. I need to certain responsibilities that you came up with once you are in this startup path. That at the end of the day is a roller coaster and it's a continuous learning process. So, what we love the most of our entrepreneurial career is my job has evolved since day zero to today, and probably 2 months from now my job will keep evolving. And I think entrepreneurs, we have this mood of being comfortable outside of our comfort zone. So it's like I'm okay of not being there and being in a challenge ambient and need to basically be learning all the time. And of course that changed a lot our relationship with the product. And then we understood we need to deliver more content, we need to invest in the technology, we need to a lot of things. That one of the first things that we did, by the way, was we need to make this social. So we put a VoIP layer on the app. So back in the day, you were able to make phone calls with VoiceMod, mobile app. That was first iteration.
That's real. It's so funny how I'm get. Is that core of the product now or no?
No, not at all.
It's just funny those meanders that you go on, as like exploration that you go on, or hypotheses that you follow, or ideas that you follow, and you put work and time and money into it, and then it ends up not being the right thing. And I think it's just it's a really a part of the entrepreneurial journey, is being willing to do that. It's to your point, is like going into the unknown and seeing what's there, and you know, coming out stronger the other side of it.
Exactly.
When we talk about VoiceMod, so you're all in end of 2013. We're now 2021. There's been a lot of development and a lot of things have happened. At what point, and I'm sure you felt this conviction early on, but at what point were you like, shit, like, this is something's happening here? Like, and I'm sure you've always somewhat felt like that, but at what point was there a point you were like, whoa, like, I didn't expect this?
Yeah. I think I have various of those during my whole career in VoiceMod. I would say the first thing, when you start this more startup journey, you go into an accelerator and you start to make pitches and start to make networking and go into all these events. Something we pretty much identified from the beginning is that we were different. I mean, we were not a SaaS company building whatever solution for professionals or whatever thing. That, with all my respect of all of these startups that are amazing, that by the way, we are clients of all of this SaaS in the world right now. But you know that you are special, you're different, because I used to get two kind of reactions when I pitched VoiceMod back in the day. And it was either the guy was looking at you thinking, what is this guy doing with his life, making these silly voices? This really make any sense? Or either the person on the other side was excited, super excited. Okay, you're building this. Wow, but this is super cool, because it has these implications and these other implications. So it's this kind of things in life that you cannot be, I don't care. It's like, I like it or I don't like it. So once I noticed that we had something special. That was the first time when we started the more entrepreneurial part of VoiceMod. And then second big step for me is, once you start making product market fit, is all about the feedback by your users. So once the feedback of your users, it completely goes in a very similar direction. Once you have hundreds of thousands of users saying to you, this is amazing, this is cool, you should do this, you should do that, you guys are doing an amazing job, once you have this community behind, to me it's like the seal of approval. I mean, and this is super cool because it's super similar to what happened with a content creator, right? So once you have all this credibility from your audience and you are at the beginning, I guess, okay, you have these 20 people, 30 people, 100 people that maybe you have some friends, maybe you have some people that know you, but once start making these 1,000, 10,000, 25,000, it's like, no, I don't have 25,000 friends, so this is meaningful. I'm doing something right. So this validation of all of these individuals was really for me one of the things that make me understand, okay, this is going to be big.
When we think about VoiceMod, where it was and where it is today, has the mission or the idea of a company changed?
Absolutely. Absolutely. I mean, VoiceMod came on a context that we were absolutely ahead of time, and society wasn't prepared aside of what very short specific use case. I want to make one single thing and share it and I'm cool and that's it. Now what we are building is we help people express themselves through sound and amplify their experiences, and what we really are aiming for, and our vision is to really became the sonic identity of everyone. So everyone having this digital sonic identity. Because at the end of the day, what VoiceMod does is evolves human connection through sound. So it's not only about creating these silly, funny voices and making a reaction in a certain moment. It's about tuning your regular voice and removing your background and having a low pitch voice, a cool radiophonic podcast voice, for example, for today. But it's also about the ambience and the soundboards, and it's basically an enhanced way of communication through audio. What we are offering right now. So we see this as an analogy. For example, 25 years ago, 20 years ago, I was playing at night in my IRC chat, putting emojis. We were the early adopters of text chat communication. We were making emojis. Nobody in the rest of the world understood what we were doing, but happens that today everyone is sending emojis, everyone is texting all the time. So we see this VoiceMod is an evolution of that, and the thing that content creators and players being the early adopters of this kind of technology, for us is a signal that in the future, 5, 10, 7, 8 years from now, when the metaverse will be a thing that won't be a game, won't be a social platform, will be basically a world where you make stuff.
It'll be normal, yeah.
We will be the ones making this, creating the sonic identities. And at the end of the day, this is the same as clothing. I mean, you don't wear the same clothes to go to the grocery store or to go to a bar with your friends, or to go to the cinema or whatever. You can do the same with the voice. But happens to be that we live now in an analogic world in which your voice is your voice, right? And so one of the things that we love to say is that VoiceMod allow people sound the way they want to sound and be heard the way they want to be heard. So that's the...
I have a great little anecdote. There's two things that really struck me in voice, or like have led impressions on me. One is my co-founder, Stoneman64. He is notoriously referenced as the CEO, the commanding officer. So he would go into random battlefield lobbies or random Call of Duty lobbies, and he would change his voice to sound like that of an army commander and order his random teammates around Now he's so big that like everyone recognizes when it's him when he does it in a game. But before, it just, he gets such funny laughs. He's got so many viral videos doing that. The second instance was actually myself, and I'm a little embarrassed to share this story, but I think it's worth it. When I was a younger kid, I was in my early teens. I was playing World of Warcraft, and I rolled a female character in the game.
Yeah.
And there was a certain benefit to rolling a female character in the game because you would get invited to all the raids and like you'd get in the like the cool guild and like all of this stuff. But when they asked me to come on TeamSpeak or come on voice, I could never do it because I just sounded like a little kid at the time. And I could imagine, wow, if I just had voice mod when I was doing WoW raids back in as a young teenager, I would have been set. Like, I would be more integrated in the community back then.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, at the end of the day, we have a various amount of use cases, but definitely role-playing and immersion is one of the biggest ones.
I think it'd be great if you give just a little taste, because a lot of content creators are familiar with the idea of mixing their voice, but for those that aren't, who are just getting into the journey, it's a really cool way to express yourself and spice up your content. Can you give me a quick little demo?
Absolutely. So let me show you, for example, we can start with a pretty straightforward voice that can be simply by adding some echo. So we can pretend that you're in a different space. So for example, here, you can hear me like if I'm in a cave or in a kind of a space. We can even have this background effect noise, or we can remove it and only keep the core effect. But we love to work more in complete audio experiences. So our
team, it's really making experiences as you can.
I mean, this is awesome. Of course, we have voices like this one just to have fun, right? So of course you can have fun with voice mode, or can you can make fun of me. But also I would love to introduce I will make a little sneak peek of what is coming at voice mode. So our new generation voices, because so far we had these what we call DSP voices. That is basically your voice. We are transforming your voice like this.
This is transforming your voice, your regular voice,
and adding effects to that voice. But yeah, what we are building now is AI based voices. So basically I can change my whole voice.
So this is not me anymore. This is another person.
That is absolutely nuts.
And
you could not tell. You could not tell. It's so crisp.
And what happens when you mix both worlds?
Welcome to the voice mode experience.
Oh my god. It's like I'm on a spaceship.
Exactly. I mean, And of course, for content creators, one of the greatest use cases that every people loves is auto-tune. So we are also working on a new version of the auto-tune. So yeah.
You can even taint
and have like this chorus working, and yeah. I mean,
I used to, when I was streaming all the time, from when I was back home in Scotland streaming on Twitch, I used to sing a lot, and I was really into 80s music, and I'm not a good singer at all. I really could have used voice mod to just give it a little bit more edge.
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. We are working a lot on this music use case, because it's great experience having this. And of course, it's where we came from. So we're pretty interested in that.
It's really cool, because there's always this quest, I guess, in life to like return to what you're passionate about as a kid, because it's the most fulfilling type of work. And I think you and your brothers get to almost play. There's obviously a serious aspect. You have a responsibility, and you had these targets and stuff. But there's a play. Like, you have play in your life. You get to build cool stuff.
Yeah, and it's really one of the important things for us, and it's part of voice mod culture. So we need to enjoy what we are doing. Imagine in a company like voice mod that you're building cool stuff, entertainment stuff, tools that enable people to really create audio experiences that we were like sad people. So that doesn't really make any sense on that. So of course we need to enjoy what we do. That's the only way I see it, really.
I think that there's a lesson in that too for content creators. I've witnessed over the years is when you start to not enjoy what you're doing and it becomes too much of a job, it actually shows up in your content and your work, and you become less motivated, less disciplined. So I think it's a good reminder that if you're not enjoying what you're doing, try and find out how you can make it what you're enjoying.
Yeah, I find myself, I consider myself a super lucky person because I can make my dream that was this company, and I enjoy driving the company and I enjoy everything we do, but I'm a human. So there's some days that I enjoy more. There's some days that I enjoy less. So the ups and downs are still there. But overall, building this product, it's in this company, it's been a super fun experience.
Well, I'm super excited to be teaming up more closely with the VoiceMod team. One of the things that we often touch on, we've got thousands of creators in the pipeline now, is developing your own voice, quite literally. It's like within content creation, when I see a spark in a new creator, one of the things I see is when they discover their own voice, and not literal voice in the sense, but like when they know what their content is about and where they're trying to take their content, and we encourage people to find that and be creative around that. And I think voice and voice mod really unlocks that ability to be even more creative. So you're not just another Call of Duty streamer or Fortnite streamer or a fitness influencer or whatever it is. There's a dynamism, is that the right word? Like a creativity that you can bring to your content through voice that I think is becoming more and more of a use case. Yeah. There's some people that be on the forefront of that. My co-founder Snowman64 has been doing it now for 5 to 10 years, changing his voice. But I think it's becoming an even more powerful way to...
It's about that. And it's also about... and I think that is super important for us as a company, but I'm pretty sure for content creators, it's about breaking this glass wall between viewer and streamer, between content creator and audience. And voice mod, thanks to, for example, we're about to launch a Twitch extension, and we will be delivering more tools in that line that really enables audiences to interact with our streamers, and streamers understanding and enjoying how their audiences are changing things on the stream. Interactions for us is really a crucial part of what we are building in VoiceMod, and also community. So user generated content, as you know, on the platform we have what we call Voice Lab. That is basically you can create your voices from scratch, and you can share it via a link through our Discord server. We have a great Discord server, a great community that is all the time interchanging new voices and new soundboards and so on and so forth. And for us, growing this community of creators within our platform is one of our objectives for the next years.
When you say grow creators, is that almost like a library? Like if I take the extreme of this is like, say I want to become Ninja or Pokemon or one of my favorite creators, they just have these phrases that they say. Could I bring that in, or is that less applicable? Because I could just imagine like having a sound pack of some kind where I could almost become my favorite creator.
Yeah, absolutely. And you as creator working with us, we can even make a pack so your audience can enjoy that pack within inside the platform. So we have, for example, this partner program, and we're starting working with creators and having these ambassadors and having these partners, And we just started making this kind of thing. So we made a voice for T-Pain last year. The rapper T-Pain released it's not the last because he made more, but at the day was his last. I'm looking at the voice so you can hear it. So it's his last single, and we basically what we did is we launched the single of T-Pain inside voice mode. So you have a T-Pain voice that we have the rights, thanks to T-Pain, to have the original song in here, and you have on the voice the original effect. So it's super cool because
you can sing his song.
I love it.
Yeah, it's super cool at the end of the day. So we are also not having the part of people creating content for the platform, but also creating content in the platform of some famous people too. So it's two-sided.
I love that. I think it just the creativity that is unlocked by it is super cool. I can also imagine a world, and I'm just getting excited because I just love product development. But like, there's like with the whole craze of TikTok and YouTube Shorts and things like that, I can imagine the ability to spice those up even more by bringing in that creativity, that short form content, and creating those moments. What's the biggest use case on VoiceMod today?
Well, we have a clear use case based on online games. So our biggest use case are people playing games like Fortnite, like GTA 5, like CS:GO. So they normally use voice mode. We have a huge use of our soundboard. So our soundboard is basically I can send you a sound
2 hours later
that you hear. So basically what we are enabling here is this meta non-verbal communication. It's like I always put the same example. So what happens if someone sends you the emoji of the face backwards? So what does that mean? Okay, depends on the context, right? Depends on what he say before and what he say after, with this, it's like this nonverbal communication allows you to really express emotions and express things with all of course, players and meme culture super related.
Do you know like in a game when you have like the, have you ever played League of Legends like that? Do you know when you have the smart pings where you drag it up and it's like danger over there?
Exactly.
Imagine I could like have a custom like sound pack to say like danger over there for a certain game, or like enemy over there or something.
Exactly. That soundboard. I mean, with the soundboard, we have a lot of soundboards on the app. But basically, for example, one of the latest ones that we just launched is sitcom. So basically, you have reactions in it. So for example. Let's say someone makes something in game that is awesome and you want to react to that.
Yep.
So this kind of reaction based on the soundboard is a pretty typical use case. Also voice changing for creating these short reaction based moments. But then on the gamer side, we also have like these full identity use cases more related with things like VR chat, for example, GTA 5 roleplay, this kind of more immersive experiences what I'm doing is really creating myself a character, an avatar, and creating my own voice. And this has also a reflection on the content creators. So VTubers is becoming something big, mainly in Japan, in Korea, in China. They are using voice mode. They are using this kind of tools to really be the voice of their avatar. So they are really the first ones going towards our vision of this metaverse.
I could imagine, like, if I was going to create the identity of Snoopy, I could have like evil Snoopy.
Absolutely.
I could have friendly Snoopy.
I say you from the clothing. I mean, you don't have to have like one thing. You don't have only one T-shirt. It's like, okay, I'm going to make this, or I want to have this mood. And the cool thing about this is that it's evolving all the time. We're delivering voices and sounds every 2 weeks in the platform. So we have a commitment with our users to deliver content in a continuous way. And once we have this, as I mentioned, this platform in which our users will be able to share all their content, you will be able also to consume other users' content. So that will be a huge step forward.
Have you missed creating music and being a content creator at all?
Yeah.
Do you get a chance to do it much?
I mean, if you can look just aside here, I have a couple of guitars and a bass. And I'm into music a lot. I create music every week. So I have a band. I make rehearsals every week. I've been in a band since I was 15 years old or something. So, yeah.
I love that. I mean, I'm glad you're getting to scratch that itch still. Amy, it was great to have you on the show. I think, you know, there's a lot of parallels to the entrepreneur journey as there is to the content creation journey. So many. And I think one thing that really stood out to me early on was you're building VoiceMod's been getting built now for over a decade, but it was 3 years before you were able to go, I'm going in on this. And I think a lot of content creators feel that sense of, I want to go in, but it's not quite right yet. And I think they can really relate to that early journey. And VoiceMod is super cool. If creators want to go check it out, like, where should they go right now after this? Because they absolutely should. They should play around and have
fun.
Yeah,
they should go to voicemod.net. You can download it for free. You can play it for free. And then if you're interested in having more content, more features, you can purchase your pro version. But with the free version, you will be able to have an idea of what you can get. And also, you can make a daily use case out of it. So, yeah, it's been a pleasure talking to you and meeting you in person.
Hopefully I'll get you out here in Austin and you can experience some of these thunderstorms
firsthand. Yeah, that would be great. That would be great. But I hopefully we will be able to travel soon. So I will be on the other side of the sea soon.
Cool. Awesome. Well, thank you so much for coming on. Take
care.
Okay.
Thank you very much for having me. Take care too. Bye.